The National Defense University offers a new course focusing on cyber intelligence. Commander David DiTallo is teaching that course at NDU's Information Resources Management College, the iCollege. I spoke with him earlier to find out more about the course and what it entails.
Cyber intelligence is an emerging analytical discipline within the intelligence community. It relies on information that are collected from existing traditional intelligence sources, and it's used to help leaders make decisions about how we operate in the cyber domain.
And so when you say information collected from the traditional areas, how does that relate to the cyber domain?
Well, the traditional areas that the intelligence community would collect in might sound familiar to some of your listeners. I would say the two biggest ones that people might be familiar with are human intelligence and signals intelligence. So there are a variety of methods and ways that the intelligence community collects information and then processes it into finished intelligence. So cyber intelligence doesn't rely on anything new or different. It simply reaches out to all of these different sources of information and then focuses it on intelligence related to cyberspace.
So in other words, if something is going to happen that's bad in cyberspace, there might be evidence of it about to happen that's not in cyberspace.
That's absolutely correct, yes.
And so give us an example. What might you look for that would say, would lead someone to conclude, I better watch my networks now?
Maybe the best way I could answer that would be to perhaps use an analogy. Since I'm a naval officer, the domain in which I operate is called the maritime domain. If you thought for a minute about the maritime domain, that's what's on the water, underneath the water, and above the water. But if I only concerned myself with information that was about what was above, on, or below the water, I might be getting 40 or 50% of the picture. What I'd also like to know is who are the actors, who are my potential adversaries, what is their strategic intent, what are their operational capabilities and plans, and then try to determine how that affects me in the maritime domain. So in that sense, I'm concerned about everything that's going on that can still affect the maritime domain, whether the individual piece of information resides in the maritime domain. So for example, if you took, I hate to beat this example to death, but if you took the Sony Pictures hack, it would be more than simply what's going on in my network today that I can defend against. At the strategic level, I'd like to know who are the people out there in the rest of the world that want what I have and what are their capabilities to get it.
All right, so this course teaches that discipline, and how does that become an operational thing inside a federal agency?
Well, to take cyber intelligence and operationalize it to be able to use it day to day depends on what level of government you're operating at and what level of leadership you're at. So the easiest example is to relate cyber intelligence to the larger effort of cybersecurity. Now, cyber intelligence is more than simply cybersecurity, but cybersecurity on a day-to-day basis involving defending your network against attacks, you're going to need, you know, up-to-date intelligence to be able to do that day-to-day function. But if you move up to, let's say, a higher level of leadership or management, let's say the operational level of your organization, you're interested in obviously defending your network against day-to-day attacks, but you'd also like to use cyber intelligence to inform the kind of decisions that you're going to make, let's say 3 to 5 years out, when you think about the people and the processes and the technology that you're going to try to acquire, or in the case of your people, the workforce you're going to develop, to have those people, processes, and technologies in place, let's say 3 to 5 years down the road, so that you're able to carry out your day-to-day cybersecurity network defense. And then if you bump it up even to the highest level, let's say the highest level of a major department or agency within the United States government, you need to be thinking at the strategic level, let's say 10, 15, 20 years out, on the kind of capabilities that you're going to want long term. And also you want to be thinking about who are the actors out there that have what I have on my networks. So I would say that you operationalize cyber intelligence at various levels of your organization, not simply at the tactical day-to-day network operations, but all the way up to the highest levels of your department or your agency.
We're speaking with Navy Commander David DiTallo, who is teaching cyber intelligence at the National Defense University's iCollege. And so who takes the course typically that would need to have this new discipline in their quiver?
Well, I would say if you are a government leader, whether you have a uniform on or whether you are a civilian employee and you operate or have some connection with cyberspace, then I would offer that cyber intelligence is going to basically help you make better decisions. Interestingly enough, my course actually does not fall within our cybersecurity curriculum. It actually falls in our cyber leadership curriculum. So my students are a mix of mostly Department of Defense civilians, but other federal departments and agencies, civilians and uniformed commissioned officers who are in leadership positions that involve cyberspace. So we look at cyber intelligence as you would look at general intelligence, which is used to help people make better decisions and avoid surprise.
If an agency is using this cyber intelligence, at some point it would seem to be a team effort, because eventually what you learn at the higher levels has got to translate down to the people that are actually defending the network at some point.
Yes, I would tend to agree with that. I would also offer that as far as the United States intelligence community is concerned, cyber intelligence is actually rather new. Last September, the Director of National Intelligence published his National Intelligence Strategy, and the document itself had not been updated for several years. It had been under revision and rewrite. And for the first time last September, the DNI called out cyber intelligence as one of four core mission areas. And in his explanation of what cyber intelligence is and what they need to do, he called out an increasing need on the part of policymakers to ask about cyber-specific intelligence, and then the intelligence community's need to be able to take existing sources of information and focus them more directly on cyber to be able to answer questions by policymakers. So I would offer that the process by which teams within the intelligence community are actually going to operationalize this is ongoing right now. But I think that if I could take a guess on where the intelligence community is going to go with this, my guess is that they are going to use what are called fusion centers or fusion teams, which have been around for a long time and bring people from various disciplines together into a cell, whether in person or virtually, so that people with different backgrounds and different pieces of the puzzle can bring it and fuse it together. But we're going to have to keep an eye on it and see how the intelligence community actually puts specific teams together to deliver this new analytical product.
Would it be an oversimplification to say that it is standard intelligence gathering that would try to get information about any aspect of your operation, but simply applying it in a new place, which would be threats to cyberspace?
I think that's fair, although I would be honest if someone senior in the intelligence community might possibly differ with me on that, but I think that's a fair statement.